Want to welcome everybody to the city council meeting. Notice a special meeting for canvassing the votes on Monday, May 16, 2016 at 6 p.m. First line of business is roll call, Mr. Stahl.
Alderman Jennings, present. Alderman McCowen.
Here.
Alderman Snell.
Here.
Mayor Moses.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Adams.
Present.
Alderman Wheeler.
Present.
We have quorum.
Thank you. Moving on to item 2.0, business 2.1. Consideration and approval of resolution number 2016-172. Canvassing the votes for the municipal officers election held on Saturday, May 7, 2016. That being said, I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. We have a second.
Second.
Thank you. Any questions from the council? All those approved, say aye.
Aye.
All those against, say nay. Ayes have it. Moving on to item 2.2. Administration oath to office of newly elected city officials. Mr. Stahl, I think you have a job to do, sir.
Statement of elected officer. You need to read that and sign. You do not have to do it out loud. We have to do that before we can do it.
Read that loud?
You do not have to read it out loud.
Do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the duties of the office of mayor of the city of Short Acres, state of Texas, and will to the best of my ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States of this state, so help me God.
By the authority of the state of Texas, this is to certify that a general election held on May 7, 2016, Kimberly Sanford was duly elected mayor. In testimony whereof, I have hereunto signed my name and caused the seal of the city of Short Acres to be affixed hereto at the city of Short Acres on this the 16th day of May 2016. That's all. Congratulations.
That's on my chair anymore.
David, do you have something to sign?
I do, but I don't. So, I'll get you to
call me tomorrow. I'll come to the table. It's almost over. I'm clear.
Oh, you
keep that?
That's all you get here, sir. I'm not leaving, John. You ain't booked me out just yet.
I don't
want to.
Oh, no.
Ricky Bowles.
Your
turn. My turn now. Get
out of
your way. About time. I know. You would read this? Wait. Right hand, read that loud.
I, Ricky Bowles, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the duties of office of Alderman of the City of Shore Acres, State of Texas, and will to the best of my ability preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States and of this state. So help me God.
By the authority of the State of Texas, this is to certify that at a general election held on May 7, 2016, Ricky Bowles was duly elected alderman. In testimony whereof, I have hereunto signed my name and caused the seal of the City of Shore Acres to be affixed hereto at the City of Shore Acres the 16th day of May 2016. Ron Hoskins.
It's been a pleasure.
With that large position, Mr. Adams, I'm not quite sure how you divine that, but okay.
Oh, thank you.
All right. You would read that from my statement.
I, Ron Hoskins, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the duties of office of Alderman of the City of Shore Acres, State of Texas, and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, defend the Constitution and laws of the United States and of this state, so help me God. I sign here. By the authority of the State of Texas, this is to certify that at a general election held on May 7, 2016, Ron Hoskins was duly elected alderman. In testimony whereof, I have hereunto signed my name and caused the seal of Shore Acres to be affixed hereto at the City of Shore Acres this 16th day of May 2016. Thank you.
So I move to item 2.1. 2.4, oops, sorry. Yeah, 2.4, discussion and action to elect a mayor pro tem for a term of 1 year. Who would you guys like to nominate?
I'd like to make a motion to elect David Jennings as your mayor pro tem.
Okay.
Second.
We're doing a nomination, not a motion.
Right.
You're right. It's okay. That's fine. Sorry.
I'm going to go ahead and nominate Alderman Schnell. She's been on city council. This will now be her 8th year. Alderman has the most seniority of all of us, including me, of course. Here's my nomination.
Okay, the candidates are David Jennings. All those in favor, say aye.
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 And Nancy Schnell. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so David Jennings.
Okay.
Let the record show that David Jennings received 3 votes.
You're going to have to, there's a resolution in your packet,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to need to give the names of those who voted for, so that they will be on the recording.
Resolved by the City Council of the City of Shoreacre that the City Council hereby appoints David Jennings, a duly elected or appointed alderman of the City of Shoreacre, to be the mayor pro tem for, and that if the mayor fails, is unable, or refuses to act, the mayor pro tem shall perform the mayor's duties, and that such appointment shall be for a term of 1 year. Let the record show that David Jennings, by 3 votes.
You need to say who the votes were, the names of the aldermen.
Okay, so for David Jennings, we had Jennings, McCown,
Bowles,
and Bowles.
Thank you.
Is that it?
And then, did you call both names? You did call both names, didn't you?
Nancy Schnell.
Yes.
Ron Hoskins, and Nancy Schnell.
Thank you very much.
Okay, sorry about that. So I move to item 2.5, consideration and approval of resolution number 2016-173, amending office representatives to sign on account and represent the city in transacting business with Wells Fargo. There's a motion on the table for consideration and approval of resolution number 2016-173, amending office representatives to sign on account and represent the city in transacting business with Wells Fargo.
I make a motion that we adopt resolution 2016-173.
Second.
Is there any debate? So we're going to vote on a motion to approve consideration and approval of resolution number 2016-173, amending the authorized representatives to sign on accounts and represent the city in transacting business with Wells Fargo. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. So moving on to 2.6, consideration and approval of resolution number 2016-174, amending representatives authorized to sign on and transact business with tech schools. There is a motion on the table for consideration.
I think there is.
Yeah, I move that we approve resolution 2016-174.
I second. Is there any debate? We're going to vote on the motion to approve consideration and approval of resolution number 2016-174, amending representative authorized to sign on and transact business to public schools. All those in favor?
Madam Mayor, could you restate who moved and who seconded by name so it'll be on the record?
Okay, so Ron Hoskins moved. Nancy Schnecker. Nancy Schnell seconded.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was that. So we're going to vote to approve resolution number 2016-174. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 The ayes have it. that's it.
If there's no other business pending, then Mayor can announce us adjourning at the time.
Okay, if there's no other business pending, then we will adjourn.